Police accused of killing cover-up Simon Carter, East London Socialist Party. Anger over the death in police custody of another young black man erupted onto the streets of Newham in East London last Sunday, the 25th of June. Protesters demonstrated in Stratford and later outside Forest Gate Police Station demanding justice over the death of 25-year-old Eddie Frederico da Costa, who had been arrested in Newham 10 days earlier. Clashes between some protesters and police later took place. Police accounts of da Costa's death, and an Independent Police Complaints Commission, IPCC, release of a preliminary post-mortem denying police brutality, has reportedly not convinced family members. Protesters suspected another police cover-up. In 2015, the IPCC had its reports clearing the police of unlawfully killing black men Arlesini Lewis and Sean Rigg overturned. The then Home Secretary Issa Mae was compelled to launch an investigation following a spike in the number of deaths in police custody. The unexplained death of Frederico da Costa has again highlighted the unaccountability of police, and also the targeting by police of young black men. Since 1990, over 1,500 people have died in custody and other police incidents, of which over 10% have been black and minority ethnic. Some research suggests even higher figures. In 2011, the shooting dead of Mark Duggan by police in North London sparked widespread rioting for several days across several cities in England. Democratic control, through elected local authority police committees, with control over resources, discipline, training and day-to-day policy, is necessary to ensure public accountability of the police.